Today's Cotton Newsline is three cuts. All cuts are Gary Adams, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
The transition assistance program that is authorized by the 2014 Farm Bill and applies to upland cotton is designed to provide economic assistance to cotton farmers in 2014, primarily because the new insurance product, the Stacked Income Protection Plan, is not going to be available until the 2015 crop. So this was a program that was put in place essentially to bridge the gap until Stacks is available in 2015.
Second cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Provide a payment that is equivalent to approximately 5.4 cents per pound, and it will be paid on the farm's 2013 base acres and the direct program payment yield that was in effect in 2013. So in that instance, it's conveyed somewhat in the same manner as the direct payments under the previous farm bill.
Third cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
One is it does have a payment limit that is applied to this transition assistance. It's a limit of $40,000 per entity. Now, this is the only payment. The cotton transition payment is the only payment that applies to that limit, but producers need to be mindful of that. And then the other thing that is particularly important to stress is that this payment, when it is made by USDA, which will be sometime in October, it will be subject to sequestration. And if growers remember, sequestration is that across-the-board reduction in payments that was brought about by the Budget Control Act of 2011. And for producers, if their application is approved prior to October 1, the reduction due to sequestration will be 7.2%. When we get past October 1 and we're into the next fiscal year, the reduction will be 7.3%. Just a little bit larger reduction. So certainly we encourage producers to go to their local FSA office, sign up for the transition assistance, but more importantly, do it in a timely manner and so that you make sure you get in the early part of the period so that you only see that 7.2% reduction as opposed to the slightly larger number.